The two events connected themselves in Frankie's mind. Two suicides while of unsound mind. Was there? Could there be a connection between them? That this suicide was genuine enough, she knew, for she had been on the scene. Bobby's theory of murder had had to be dismissed as untenable. Dr. Nicholson's alibi was cast iron, vouched for by the widow herself. Frankie and Dr. Nicholson remained behind after the other people departed, the coroner having shaken hands with Sylvia and uttered a few words of sympathy. "I think there are some letters for you, Frankie dear," said Sylvia. "You won't mind if I leave you now and go and lie down. It's all been so awful." She shivered and left the room. Nicholson went with her, murmuring something about a sedative. Frankie turned to Roger.
"Roger, Bobby's disappeared."
"Disappeared?"
"Yes.
Where and how?"
Frankie explained in a few rapid words.
"And he's not been seen since," said Roger.
"No. What do you think?"
"I don't like the sound of it," said Roger slowly.
Frankie's heart sank.
"You don't think..."
"Oh, it may be all right, but shh, here comes Nicholson."
The doctor entered the room with his noiseless tread. He was rubbing his hands together and smiling.
"That went off very well," he said. "Very well indeed. Dr. Davidson was most tactful and considerate. We may consider ourselves very lucky to have had him as our local coroner."
"I suppose so," said Frankie mechanically.
"It makes a lot of difference, Lady Frances. The conduct of an inquest is entirely in the hands of the coroner. He has wide powers. He can make things easy or difficult as he pleases. In this case, everything went off perfectly."
"A good stage performance, in fact," said Frankie in a hard voice.
Nicholson looked at her in surprise.
"I know what Lady Frances is feeling," said Roger. "I feel the same. My brother was murdered, Dr. Nicholson."
He was standing behind the other and did not see, as Frankie did, the startled expression that sprang into the doctor's eyes.
"I mean what I say," said Roger, interrupting Nicholson as he was about to reply. "The law may not regard it as such, but murder it was. The criminal brutes who induced my brother to become a slave to that drug murdered him just as truly as if they had struck him down."
He had moved a little, and his angry eyes now looked straight into the doctor's.
"I mean to get even with them," he said,
and the words sounded like a threat. Dr. Nicholson's pale blue eyes fell before his. He shook his head sadly.
"I cannot say I disagree with you," he said. "I know more about drug-taking than you do, Mr. Basington French. To induce a man to take drugs is indeed a most terrible crime."
Ideas were whirling through Frankie's head, one idea in particular.
"It can't be," she was saying to herself. "That would be too monstrous. And yet, his whole alibi depends on her word. But in that case,